Joining us on the phone is Vice President of Human Resources for C.D. Smith, Connie Kuhn. We're talking Celebrate Women in Construction Week. And Connie,
how long has this been going on? I have to admit, I don't know that I've ever seen this before.
Yeah, well, so I've actually only been in construction for a little bit over 3 years. And so I feel like even since I've been here in the last 3 years, it's become more prevalent. And I don't know if it's just, obviously diversity and inclusion is becoming a very popular topic. So I think it's been around for a while. I'd say it hasn't got advertised probably for the last 3 to 4 years. But I even noticed, everybody's doing stuff now. So you got to kind of keep up with everything.
And when you talk about the fact that you are VP of HR at C.D. Smith, explain that to the average person who maybe doesn't know that or doesn't know what that means in the construction world.
Yeah, so like I said, we traditionally haven't had HR. I've been here a little bit over 3.5 years. And, traditionally in construction companies, I just don't think that was a function that they have. And I think as we have growing and, have more people, and I think with more people comes more employee relations. And I think all of a sudden now, our leaders got to a point like, well, what am I supposed to do with all these people issues? Which kind of spiked the conversation. Maybe you need an HR person. So now I kind of manage all the employee relations, non-union benefits, those types of things at the organization. We still work pretty heavily with our union. Most of our skilled trade are through their unions, which is where they get their benefits and their employee relations and things like that. Even though C.D. Smith is as large as we are, I'm not managing 800 people myself.
We're talking to the Vice President of HR for C.D. Smith, Connie Kuhn, and we are coming up on the end of Celebrate Women in Construction Week. Connie, when you look at C.D. Smith, well-known name, been around the area for a long time, been a part of the community, you can't drive too far without seeing something C.D. Smith has built or renovated.
Yeah, that's correct. We're actually celebrating our 85th anniversary this year. So we have obviously Fond du Lac, our home office. We have an office in Madison, Milwaukee, and we just opened an office in La Crosse. So we're definitely a loyal workforce, loyal group. So it's always kind of fun when you're driving around, seeing our name places, and people take a lot of pride in that.
And again, we're talking about March National Women in Construction Week. You've touched on that a little bit. What's the easiest way, or how would you explain that to somebody that, like me, that didn't even really know that existed in the construction world?
So the focus of Women in Construction is really an opportunity for us to highlight women as a capable component in the construction industry. It really is focused on to raise awareness for opportunities for women in the construction industry, the growing market for women in regards to different job opportunities, especially as the workforce is shrinking. We're looking at other areas to be able to show how people can grow and opportunities that are available for everybody. It's kind of an awareness week, really.
Again, we're talking to Connie Kuhn, the Vice President of HR for C.D. Smith, based in Fond du Lac. Connie, when you talk about being fairly new at C.D. Smith, and again, you're talking about a construction industry that one would not always assume a lot of women are in. How many women are employed at C.D. Smith?
Yeah, currently, we have about 45 women that work here, which is about 8% of our workforce overall. But even if I compare back 2 years ago, we've doubled our number in regards to females. So while women in construction is still slow, we're slowly growing. And again, what I see is happening in the world is leaders are becoming more innovative in regards to recruiting. And like I said, the workforce is shrinking. We have to think differently. We're leaning more towards diverse and inclusion workforce. So just kind of raising that awareness in our industry is a big focus for us.
For someone like me, I grew up with sisters. I had three of them. I've got a house full of women now, so I'd like to think I somewhat have a handle on how women think. Not all the time, but I do know that it can always be a challenge when you have guys and gals working together like you do in a world like C.D. Smith. How does that work in your world?
Yeah, it's funny. You're mixing cultures here a little bit. But, obviously research has shown that a more diverse inclusion workplace where people feel valued, they feel belong, it improves, business performance, it's much more greater innovation. So again, we understand that, women want to be treated the same way. They don't want to be treated differently. They want to be included. So I think one of the keys for us is, having strong relationships with C.D. Smith has always been very important to us. It's really put us on as one of our core values. So I think it's just about treating people the way you want to be treated, right? Whether it's a male, female. We tend to have really strong relationships, so that's been a focus for us too.
Again, on the phone with Connie Kuhn, the Vice President of HR for C.D. Smith, as we bring to a close Celebrate Women in Construction Week. Connie, you talk about the construction industry, and you've mentioned names, companies in our area that have taken advantage of the whole STEM, the science, technology, engineering, on a national basis, and you've done that locally and regionally. Women looking at non-traditional roles of employment and companies like yours, a C.D. Smith, you mentioned 8% of your workforce, but that number up from probably where it was 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing much more involvement with females getting involved at younger ages in STEM programs. I mean, traditionally, females are just kind of geared not towards those types of careers or even those education. So I think in the education markets, we're seeing that. We're seeing that construction is just a vital, important role from stability of jobs. Now, the other thing we notice with construction is that the gender wage gap is much lower in construction than any other industry. So that's something to me that would be appealing to a woman to get into. And, you know, just over time, we've also noticed, you know, that the traditional physical strength, I mean, not that our skilled trades aren't doing manual labor and work, they are, but we've also seen with technology improvements, it's becoming more competitive for females to get in. Again, you know, you think of the opportunities that we offer, we do most of our self-perform, you know, carpenters, mason, iron workers, concrete finishers, operators, and laborers. You know, we offer good pay, consistent benefits, stable work environment, growth opportunities. I mean, again, females, I think, are just starting to realize that this is a solid market and stable market to get in. And we often hear that with females that are trying to kind of find stable employment, that construction is something that they've started to become more aware of.
And when you look at the jobs that are available at C.D. Smith right now, specifically that would attract the women population, what would you say about those jobs? What is open? And what would you say to the gals that are interested in learning more about those opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. As the weather starts warming up here, which has been so nice to have this weather as it has been, now this is kind of starts to get to be our busy season. So yeah, we definitely are starting to do some recruiting for our key talent in regards to our workforce. All of our jobs are always posted out on our C.D. Smith career website. And, you know, anyone that would be interested or kind of toying around with getting into a trade, we'd love to take the opportunity to share different career paths, whether it's on the field trade side, whether it's in construction management. That's one of our focuses here, is trying to really educate people about the career path, the growth, the opportunities. Because sometimes I think that people just aren't aware of how can I grow if I want to be a laborer, if I want to be a carpenter, all these different opportunities. And I think the more awareness we bring will eventually lead to a much larger, different generation of talent pool that we'll be able to select from.
Again, we're talking to Connie Kuhn, the Vice President of HR at C.D. Smith during Celebrate Women in Construction Week. Connie, when you look at the C.D. Smith website, your team has done a great job with Facebook and other social media challenges or the channels when you talk about the video and the cameos of C.D. Smith Women in Construction. Fill us in a little bit about that from the behind the scenes then.
Yeah, our marketing team, they do a great job with those. I even get excited when I'm kind of reading articles about people that I even know. And, you know, things that I like to hear is from our female workforce, you hear the same things that you'd hear from any guy that you would ask, that, you know, I like to build something that I'm proud of. I like the challenge of tough jobs. I like the detail of the schedule. I like the reward of seeing progress at the end of the day. So it's always interesting to me to kind of hear what motivates and what got them into the industry, because I think that that's things that we can kind of continue to use as we recruit and we build relationships with people and we try to attract them to the opportunities. Again, there's tons of roles and opportunities here, and we've seen even, again, it's 8% of our workforce, but of that 8% of our females, they're anywhere from, you know, our highest leadership team to project management to safety to our skilled trades. So they're throughout the organization as well.
And for those folks, specifically the females that have been probably given a little more heightened awareness of the construction industry during this week, what's the best way to find out about C.D. Smith, and what's the best way to fill out an application? How can people do that easily?
The best way would be go right to our website, very interactive, where you can reach out and get contacts or put in an inquiry and somebody would reach out. I mean, we've had a lot of our field directors now spending time doing job shadows and bringing people out and talking through the career opportunities. So yeah, that's the easiest way, is to go right to the website and reach out directly to us and someone will get back to them.
She is Connie Kuhn, the Vice President of HR at C.D. Smith. You can find out more at cdsmith.com. Connie, thanks much for joining us during this Celebrate Women in Construction Week.
Absolutely. Thanks for recognizing us.